Field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Hi, this is Barry Williams. I'm Greg on Paramount Television's The Brady Bunch. All six of us Brady kids,
Maureen McCormick,
Christopher Knight,
Eve Plum,
Mike Lookinland,
Susan Olson,
and me, Barry Williams, have put it all together. We're now the Brady Bunch singing group. We got a sound we hope you'll like. We're sending you the special advance copy, and we hope you'll enjoy it. Ready, gang?
Satan! Satan! Satan!
This is John M. Bennett, and you are listening to 24 Hours of Radio Art on UBC Radio CITR FM 101.9.
Hello and welcome to 24 Hours of Radio Art here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. For 2012, I'm Pierre Draculea, usually the host of the Vampire's Ball, Friday nights, midnight to 4 a.m., where you kind of get a little taste of 24 Hours of Radio Art every week, I guess. And for the first hour, my special guest is Kane DeLay from Less Fine Down.
Hello. Once again.
Once again.
Yeah. It's kind of different to be out here during the daytime.
Yeah, things are open. We could get food. There's that funny orb in the sky that I think is going to give us both skin cancer.
There's a lot of people around.
That too.
Yeah, apparently this is an institution of some sort.
They say higher learning, but I'm not sure exactly what definition of higher they want.
Higher learning. That's right.
So,
keep that in mind. Maybe I should go back to school.
Maybe I should too. Just show up and terrorize the UBC School of Music. Right. Start talking about Throbbing Gristle and all that. And
Nonetheless. Great to be here.
Yeah.
We're just about to take off on the Jackalope tour with Left Spine Down, Jackalope, special guests on the road. We got Stiff Valentine on a couple of dates. We have
lots of DJs.
Yeah, lots of other DJs and bands on the bill throughout the West Coast. We got 5 dates going on. We kick it off in Portland at Shadow Play at the Fez Ballroom. And then we do Bar Sinister the following Saturday.
And I hear something about a special guest showing up there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Me neither. Rabbits tell me strange things.
Well, you know.
I hope I should stop talking to small forest creatures.
Right. So long as they all don't live together in an apartment, then it's okay.
There's a story for off air.
And we're doing DNA Lounge on the 22nd, which is Sunday. Yeah. That is actually a broadcast or webcast live on DNALounge.com, if I do remember correctly.
Yeah.
So those at home can check that out. We're also doing El Corazon in Seattle on the 28th, and we're taking it home to the Biltmore on the 2nd of February.
Yay.
Yeah, that'll be a good handful of dates. I'm really looking forward to it. We've been, you know, testing out new gear and things like that, and really excited to play the new songs again because we had a really good reception last time.
Yeah.
But now we're here to, play some noise?
Some weird stuff, some things that will give our listeners nightmares.
Okay. All right. I'll start off with our very first bonus track. This is the bonus track from Fighting for Voltage. It's quite long, so enjoy.
Yes.
It was actually recorded in Jeremy's studio sometime in 2007-ish. Mm-hmm. I want it 2007-2008. And we just stayed up all night and just hooked up a whole bunch of electronic equipment and just recorded this live jam on the fly. And a whole bunch of sounds and ideas just kind of crept in there during our almost shamanistic state of recording until like 5 in the morning. It all kind of came together and turned into something. Primarily this was Jeremy Inkel, Matt Gervin, Dennis McKnight, and myself in the studio that night, and compressed from 4 or 5.5 hours into 23 minutes. This Peace. Is Outro from Fighting for Voltage.
Thanks.
find the way, any way, to make them listen, make them aware of the inherent danger that lies ahead. Don't let a thing get in the way. Don't lose sight of the objective. And please remember, we're all counting on you now. Take to the street your last word. Don't be afraid to show them all just who they really are. Go out and make yourself heard.
The apocalypse will be televised. Goodbye.
Tuesday, January 24th at 11 a.m. at the Chan Center for the Performing Arts. We were there when jazz was invented, with writer and saxophone player Joy Harjo of the Creek Nation. We Were There When Jazz Was Invented is free and open to the public. The Chan Center for the Performing Arts is pleased to support CITR's involvement in 24 hours of radio art. Subterrane Magazine's Lush Triumphant Literary Contest features three categories, $3,000 worth of cash prizes, but only one deadline. Visit subterrane.ca for full details. Don't forget, purchase a two-year Subterrane Magazine subscription from subterrane.ca before January 19th and receive a free issue plus a limited edition Sub-Tea coffee mug. Anvil Press is proud to support CITR's involvement in 24 hours of radio art.
Hi, this is Barry Williams. I'm Greg on Paramount Television's The Brady Bunch. All six of us Brady kids,
Maureen McCormick,
Christopher Knight,
Eve Plum,
Mike Lookinland,
Susan Nelson,
and me, Barry Williams, have put it all together. We're now the Brady Bunch singing group. We got a sound we hope you'll like. We're sending you the special advance copy, and we hope you'll enjoy it. Ready, gang?
This is John M. Bennett, and you are listening to 24 Hours of Radio Art on UBC Radio, CITR FM 101.9.
All right. Bonus track from Left Spine Down, Fighting for Voltage.
Yeah, the 23-minute opus at the end of the album. It's become a bit of a tradition, even though we've only put out two studio albums. We've both ended them with 20-plus minutes of cacophony just to fill out the extra space on the CD, because we don't like to waste any time, or plastic, for that matter. So 24 hours of radio art. What hour is this? 6, 7, 9,
11.
Oh,
well, we started at midnight, so 15 and a half.
Okay, that's not so bad.
Hey, I remember the 24-hour clock.
Hey, that's good. All right, sort of. Awesome. So here we are on the 15th hour or something. Listening to if people have been listening for that long, then maybe they'll get some of the subliminal messages on our tracks here.
If not, then just listen to the podcast lots and lots and lots of times.
Yeah, there you go. I want to get some emails or Facebook comments or something. Like, I listened to that over and over again, and I've deduced that.
And then I tattooed the Left Spine Down logo across my forehead.
Well, you know, people have done it on their arms, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I thought the subliminal campaign was, oh, shit, I shouldn't say anything about the forehead thing.
No. We shouldn't talk about foreheads now.
I have no idea what we're discussing.
Yeah, me neither, actually. We're going to play another Left Spine Down bonus track in regards to what we were just talking about. This one was done for the Caution record. If you actually play the whole album from beginning to end, you'll actually come across this 23-minute piece at the very end. This one's a little different than the last one. This comes in almost like four different movements, so to speak. Like, I don't know. We've decided to apply the skills or the know-how of, or I don't know what I'm talking about. The skills
we've
of
decided
class.
To
yeah.
use formal elements.
There
regarded
you go. That's
to
it.
The symphonic
formal
motion.
Elements. There you go.
Yes.
That's a good thing here. Some more $20 words. We'll just fill up more time.
Hey, well, my year of doing composition at university is actually occasionally pays off.
Right. I've never done that at all.
You're probably the better for it, but...
That's why when my brain learned thinking stuff doesn't compute with big words and things such. Yeah. No, did this again in tradition to the last album. We recorded a four-hour session this time, just being myself and Jeremy, again, into the late hours of the morning, and came up with something that was... what you're about to hear.
All right.
Yeah. So enjoy. It's great to be here. I'm see you guys on the road, leftspinedown.com, jackalope.ca, Facebook me, you know, tell me what you think of this noise.
Exactly.
And I hope to see you guys in the pit.
All right. Thanks, Kane.
Damn it! Don't stop. Start. Start the beginning. You grow up and you have an idea. You want things to be a certain way. Going. Expect things to. Expect them to. Tell me about to do nothing. What do you do if someone is a drug addict? If someone is underprivileged, they come from a poor neighborhood, you're a drug addict, you're a mob. Here's a gun, go out and mug somebody. Go kill an old lady. Go kill an old man. Take their money. We know that you need it. Is that right? Something's got to be done about those people. You must do something about them.
We may have made mistakes, but we were not afraid to try things that were never done before.
The next year, I was sent to a lodge in Maryland called Deep Creek Cabins to learn how to sexually please men. I was taught how to coerce them into talking about themselves, who all planned on filling as many high government agency officials and heads of academic institutions and foundations as possible so that funding for mind control and radiation started to dwindle, projects would continue. I was used to entrap many unwilling men, including themselves, all with the use of a hidden camera. I was only 9 years old when this sexual humiliation began. I overheard conversations about a part of the agency called ORD, which I found out was Office of Research and Development. He said it needed to be done faster, so they would get rid of the budget, or they were asking for us to come back later and talk to them.
Some underprivileged day, you come from a poor neighborhood, a poor family. Okay, what are you supposed to say, okay?
I would love nothing more than to say that I dreamed the whole stuff and need you to forget it. But that would be a tragedy. It would also be a lie. All the catastrophes did occur to me and to countless other children, and all under the guise of defending our country. It is because of the cumulative effects of exposure to radiation, chemicals, drugs, pain, and subsequent mental and physical distress that I've been robbed of the ability to work and even to bear any children of my own. It is blatantly obvious that none of this was needed, nor should it ever have been allowed to take place at all. And the only means we have to seek out the awful truth and bring it to light is by opening whatever files remain on all the projects and through another presidential commission on mind control. I believe that every citizen of this nation has the right to know just what is fact and what is fiction. It is our greatest protection against the possibility of this ever happening again. In conclusion, I can offer you no more than what I've given you today, the truth. And I thank you for your time.
Psychological pressure and human weakness were the key, beginning with solitary confinement. Guards constantly reminded the prisoner that he was totally cut off from outside support, ordered him to stand for long periods, dictated the positions allowed for sleep, waking him if he moved while sleeping, banned all outside stimuli such as books, conversation, or news of the outside.
Broke by the killer. Vancouver New Music is proud to support Art's Birthday, CITR's 24 hours of radio art and Vancouver's creative community. Immerse yourself in sound art, experimental music, and new music all year round with concerts, workshops, and community events. This winter, be sure not to miss La 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 Human Steps, Veda Hilly, Elizabeth Fisher, and La Petite. Check out newmusic.org to see what is coming up next.
All right. Couple bonus tracks from Left Spine Down.
Yep. The caution bonus track. That was, again, done by myself and Jeremy Enkel, and actually inspired by, half-inspired by Dave Ray Vogelvy, who did what he calls the Tommy Lee trick in the studio, and he played one of our tracks at half speed, and he did this one when working on Shout at the Devil with Motley Crue, right. And Tommy Lee would always get up whenever the song would be playing at half speed and be going, "Whoa, hey, what is this? This is really cool." And apparently I did exactly the same thing when he played from 30 to zero in half speed. And so we were all inspired to like...
print it!
Yeah, print it, add something to it, turn it into something. And it became the basis for our bonus track at the end of the record. So,
and if you're ever in a certain store in Seattle, you want to mention that or just leave it as a surprise?
Seattle? Right. No, just... leave it. I'll leave it as a surprise because I don't even remember what the hell we were talking about.
Occasionally you can hear this, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Stay at Barnes & Noble in Seattle until closing. You might be able to hear that track. Yeah. Got to thank our drummer for that one. Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm waiting for my drummer to pick me up right now. We're off to a rehearsal for the Jackalope tour. We're leaving in 2 days. Yes, we're leaving on Thursday morning to arrive at Portland on Thursday afternoon. We are that crazy. So,
floor it.
Yeah, that's right. Wish us luck. We're going to load the van up full of Red Bull and electronic instruments and
play, hope for the best.
Play a kids in Portland a show. No, it's going to be great. Okay. We played at Fez Ballroom before, and it was a really great audience. We played there with 16 Volt, and we know Derek. He went on tour with us, and he runs Shadow Play there at Fez. He went on tour with us as a merch guy, and for the Midi Ghetto tour, and that was a lot of fun. So he's a great guy to work with. I'm really looking forward to the show. I'm looking forward to seeing all my friends out there. Eric Powell from 16 Volt, a few other friends. My friend Donnan out there, again, Derek and a few others, Chris and Eric and Norris, of course, hopefully they'll make it out there to the show. And looking forward to the entire tour. LA is going to be fun. San Francisco is going to be a lot of fun. Seattle is going to be great. And we're looking forward to obviously playing our homecoming show here at the Biltmore in Vancouver.
Awesome.
So again, thanks, Pira.
No problem. Be here. Thanks for coming in and sharing.
I'll see you at the Vampire's Ball. Yep. Sometime soon once
I get back. And see you at the Biltmore.
Will do.
Okay, thanks, Kane.
Thanks.